scripture reading for this evening is Psalm 100, and here at First Pres, we use the Common English Bible translation. Listen for God's word to you this evening. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his own pasture. Enter his gates with thanks. Enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him. Bless his name. Because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. Friends, the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. In all things, give thanks. In absolutely everything, be thankful. The psalmist says, shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. And how hard is that these days? Amen? How hard is it to have that sense of joy that the psalmist talks about? How hard is it to live into hope? How hard is it to be thankful when what it seems like is what's around us is terrible? When what's around us is darkness. Not literally, but emotionally. Spiritually. Tonight kicks off what, for lack of a better term, is the holiday season. It's here. It got here again. It came back like it always does. How hard is it to shout triumphantly to the Lord and to serve him with celebration and come before him with shouts of joy when you open the newspaper, you turn on the TV, or God forbid you look at Facebook and California's burning to a crisp and cops are getting shot and kids are getting shot and somebody got hijacked and somebody got robbed and somebody got whatever else. Ain't a whole lot of thankfulness going on, folks. Enter his gates with thanks, enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him, bless his name. Yes, thank you, God, that there are no turkeys left at Meijer. Can I get an amen from this corner? Thank you very much. Yes, thank you, God, that I have to drive for 2.5 hours to get to my Thanksgiving celebration, and God knows those people in Detroit do not know how to drive. Thank you, Lord, that it snowed this week, and I had to find my snow brush. It seems half-hearted at best, my friends. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with celebration. Come before him with shouts of joy. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his own pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him. Bless his name, because the Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, oh, you fine, faithful people of Ithaca and the surrounding community. If we are not the beacons of how to live faithfully and thankfully, the people who don't know God aren't going to get it, right? if we are not living thankfully, if we are not finding thanksgiving in the minuscule of every day, our friends across the street from here, which is the county courthouse and the county jail, them who are not finding God and don't know who that is, don't know who Jesus is, we can't confine God in a box. And so we have to look at how we do life, right? And we have to look at how we have our outlook on life. And when it says, shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth, serve the Lord with celebration, come before him with shouts of joy, enter his gates with thanks, enter his courtyards with praise, thank him, bless his name. Hold on to this. In all of the hubbub of trying to get all of the side dishes baked and making sure the pumpkin pie is fully cooked, but so that it doesn't split on top, right? Hold on to this, that it doesn't matter if you put enough French fried onions on top of the green bean casserole. It doesn't matter if your daughter gets mad because you put mushrooms in the stuffing. Not that it matters, because my sister doesn't eat stuffing anyway. It doesn't matter if you pick up a can of cranberry sauce and you thought it was jellied and it turns out it's whole berry. Who's done that? It's disappointing. But Mom, I don't want the whole berry. Eat it and like it. Be thankful. Because I look at it this way. Every little thing that I gripe about throughout the day. Oh, I didn't finish my cup of coffee before it got cold. Oh, I've got to drive through Detroit traffic. Oh, I've got to do all this. Think about the gratitude that's there. I had coffee in my cup to get cold. I had a cup to put my coffee in. I have family in Metro Detroit to go visit, which means I have to go drive through there. I get to be here with all of you instead of sitting home watching a football game, right? Or NASCAR. Or basketball. Take your pick. Look at the thankfulness there. This is a huge gift we've been given, folks. When the psalmist says, shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth, serve the Lord with celebration, when you start getting kind of grumbly about the everyday run of your life, right? Because let's face it, the humdrum and the it's just constantly right there. Think about those people who don't know. You're wondering what to make for dinner on Tuesday night. Think about those people who don't get to have that worry because they don't have any food to fix anyway. You're worrying about if the house is going to be clean in time for the family to get here. Think about those people who don't have a house to clean. You're worrying about if the turkey's going to be thawed out enough. Think about those poor souls who can't afford a turkey or weren't fortunate enough to get a turkey voucher at Pantry this week. We are blessed, blessed people. We are called by an amazing, awesome God who loves us unconditionally, who Scripture promises us there is not a thing on this earth, created, uncreated, heavenly, earthly, whatever, that can separate us from the love of God. There is nothing we could do that make him love us any less than he already does. Let's be thankful about that. Let's share that thankfulness with our neighbors. And I don't mean the person sitting next to you in the pew or the person that lives next door to you down your street, because of course that's important too, but I mean your neighbor who doesn't talk quite right. Your definition of right. Who doesn't look like you. Who doesn't think like you. Who doesn't have two pennies to rub together, let alone buy a turkey with. When we live a life of thanksgiving and we have that as our basis, and we are grateful people, it's amazing the things we can do. It is amazing the things we can do. If I am serving in this church, it says, serve the Lord with celebration. Now, my session can tell you that it is not always a party on the third Tuesday of the month, but we do pretty good. We serve with celebration. Pantry on Wednesday mornings. Happens right over here, right in this building. Pantry on Wednesday mornings. It's a celebration most of the time. We get our usual clients come in, our usual guests come in, and we know them. And we know their story. And we know that they, like we, are beloved children of God. In all things, give thanks. I woke up this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. I got from my house to the church this morning without seeing a deer run across the road. Amen. I had a cup of coffee this morning, which woke me up. Amen. How many people had coffee this morning? See, it is the nectar of life. How many of you had caffeinated tea this morning? How many of you had your other morning beverage of choice? This is what I'm saying. Enter his gates with thanks, enter his courtyards with praise. Thank him, bless his name. When you are in the presence of your neighbors, you are in the presence of the Almighty. I'm going to say that again. When you are in the presence of your neighbors, you are in the presence of the Almighty. I firmly believe that there is a little bit of God light in every one of us, and it is our job to share that. Not only is it our job to share it with those who don't have the light, it is also our job to recognize it in our person next to us. You have the God light, and you have the God light, and you have the God light, and you, and you, and you, every one of you has the God light. Honor that. Be thankful for that. Lord, I am thankful for the amount of God light in this room. It is fantastic. Why? Why do we do these things? Because the Lord is good. And all the time, thank you very much. His loyal love lasts forever. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. You want proof? The Psalms are in which testament of the Bible? In the Old Testament. And how much Bible happened after the Psalms? Whole lot of the Bible, right? You got all of Jesus' life and all of Paul and all of Peter and all of everybody else and John out there on the island. How many generations have passed since the Bible happened to today? Whoa. How many generations do we think will continue after us? There you go. His faithfulness lasts generation after generation. The Lord is good. His loyal love lasts forever. Goes back to Paul's letter to the Romans. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. There is nothing that will make God love you any less than he does. It's not possible. Why? Because he created you. Because he claims you as his own. Because he looks at each one of us and says, "That's my kid. That one right there, that's my kid. And by golly, am I proud of him or her." Be thankful. And in everything, give thanks. And when you start getting dark, we all get dark. I know I do. I start getting frustrated with these little nonsense, you know, consequential things. I get dark, I get grumpy, and I'm like, that's not good. That's when I have to stop and say, whoa, how many blessings have I been blessed with, right? How many gifts do I have? And I'll tell you another truth, you have just as many. So when it gets a little hairy this week, which we all know it does because we've all been through at least one Thanksgiving, we know how this goes. When things start looking like they're going to go sideways or backwards or upside down, pause. And say, you know what? Thanks, God. Thanks for having my back. Thanks for blessing me. and help me to be a blessing to others. Because I know just how much you love me. And I'll try to love you just as much in return. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Amen.